Dear Diary, life has been spectacular since the first night I felt my son's cock inside me. We've been together ever since, and he even moved back home so that we could be together more. His room has stayed the same, but he spends every night in my bed with me. We cuddle, have dates, and every night we crawl into bed and he eats my pussy like a good boy and fucks me until we both come so hard. Tonight was my birthday. I decided to have a big bash with all of my friends and throw a porn star pool party. I got a butler in the buff to serve drinks, and we all dressed in slutty clothes and bathing suits with huge porn star hair and makeup. It was fantastic. 40 of my closest friends showed up. The men wore Speedos and the women wore practically nothing. Many of us went topless, and we had a drunken pool party to celebrate my 45th. There I was, sitting by the pool, a martini in my hand, a hot pink thong that barely covered my shaven pussy, my C-cup breasts completely bare, my brunette hair teased and sprayed into a hot mess. My eyes were lined with black and my lips bright pink and begging to be tasted. I tapped my martini glass with a long red fingernail to signal the butler that I needed a 4-3 fill. He poured my drink and smiled at me as he looked me up and down. Oh, I could tell he wanted a taste of this. But only my boy gets to have this body. I watched my friends enjoy the party. Two women drunk on mojitos groped each other in the pool. An older man with silver hair had my friend Lindsay bent over one of the pool chairs and was balls deep in her ass. A few people mingled alongside the pool, and the others were spread around the yard chatting and flirting. I looked over to the bar and saw Victor standing in a group of my MILF friends. Those whores were all over him. He stood there completely naked, chains around his neck and a beer in his hand. He was talking to Sylvia. I knew my son had fucked her when he was a teenager while I was in Florida and he was home alone. And she'd been trying to get underneath him again ever since. She was wearing a black bikini with her nipples popping right over the top, her bleach blonde hair wet around her shoulders. They talked, and I saw her hand brush against his dick. She laughed as if it were an accident. Slut. His cock was erect already. All these half-naked women groping and playing with each other made my baby boy rock hard. My friends didn't know about our relationship yet. I hadn't told anyone, but after 4 martinis and that slut Sylvia putting her hands on my boy, I was ready to show everyone that he is and always will be mine. I stood from my seat, my round ass framed perfectly by my pink G-string, and walked over to the bar. I stood in front of Sylvia and everyone at the party and put my hand on Victor's face, guiding his lips to mine. I could feel all eyes on us as I slid my tongue into his mouth, tasting his sweet lips. He gripped my thick hair with one hand and squeezed my bare ass with the other as we passionately kissed for everyone to see. Having made my point, I grabbed Victor's hand, and with a coy smile, I led him back to the pool chairs and laid him back while I sat on the edge. "What the fuck was that?" he asked me, surprised at my boldness. "Nobody gets to touch you but Mommy." I stroked his thigh, his hard dick twitching the closer my fingers crept to his balls. You know, feeling everyone watching us as we kissed was pretty hot. I groped further up his thigh and watched for his reaction. He stroked his cock, licking his lips at me. "I fucking loved it," he jumped in. "I wanted everyone to know that I get that smooth, tight MILF pussy every night." He caressed my hand. That was all I needed. I looked around at everyone. Some groups whispered and stared at us. Others kept fucking and playing with each other, and a couple of the men smiled and nodded at my son in congratulations. I stood up and straddled the pool chair as my sweet little boy laid back with his hands behind his head, just waiting to get his dick wet. I bent forward, showing off my ass to my guests, my breasts resting on Victor's thighs as I slowly licked his shaft all the way up to his head. His eyes closed, and I took his hard dick in my mouth as all of my guests whispered and giggled around us. I could hear the talking and moaning around the yard, but as soon as my boy started to groan with pleasure, everything else disappeared. He tasted amazing, and I felt like I could have orgasmed right there in front of everyone. I had experimented with exhibitionism before. A few of the men at the pool party had fingered me and played with my tits in a club once, and I sucked a guy's dick in the steam room, but I'd never had my wet little pussy fucked with 40 people watching, especially by my son. When Victor's hard cock was nice and wet, my pink lipstick staining the base of his dick, I stood up and turned around, facing the party. I sat over his dick reverse cowgirl style, coyly smiling at everyone as I pulled my thong to the side, revealing my smooth, wet pussy, and sat back. Oh, I inhaled sharply as I guided his long, thick rod into my moist cunt, his sighs filling me up for everyone to see. They all watched closely as my baby boy thrust up into me and filled my pussy with his mass. I gasped and tilted my head back in pleasure. I held my thong to the side with one hand, and with the other I circled my clit with my index finger. I started slow, pulling up and gently pressing my ass back down until he filled me up again. I saw some of my MILF friends starting to massage their breasts and slip their hands into their panties. The men started to stroke their cocks in excitement of the taboo entertainment in front of them. Nothing has excited me this much since the first time I saw my son stroking his cock in his bedroom, but this... this was something else. A group of middle-aged friends watching me fuck my little boy. I got so wet I could feel my juices gushing out around Victor's dick. I heard him moan quietly behind me, and I started to rapidly bounce my firm ass on his cock faster and faster, reaching between my legs and massaging my clit as I felt his massive shaft penetrate my desperate pussy. Oh God, it felt so fucking good, feeling him fill me, seeing 80 eyes watching me as I fuck him, the pleasure filling me completely. Suddenly, I felt Victor's hands on my ass push me forward. I was on my hands and knees on the pool chair, and my son was kneeling behind me, squeezing my ass with one hand and pulling my thong to the side with the other as he penetrated me. Oh, my breasts hung and shook as he pounded my pretty cunt from behind, his balls slapping against me with every thrust. I bit my lip and moaned his name. Every time he pushed himself into me, I got a little louder until I was screaming his name at the people in front of me, letting them all know what a man my son had become. My tight cunt filled with cock, my hands gripping the edge of the chair, my son's moans of ecstasy growing louder as he fucked his mommy. his hands gripping my ass as if he was afraid I would get away. It was all so perfect. Thrust, thrust, thrust. Fuck, fuck, fuck! I felt it all build up and release. My body convulsed and shuddered as an intense orgasm overcame me. Fuck, Victor, mommy's coming. I screamed for him. Little did I know I wasn't the only one. Oh God, I'm coming too, mommy. Victor grunted behind me. A few more thrusts and he was filling me up, while the entire party watched him. I felt his cum gushing out around his shaft, dripping down my thighs as he moaned behind me and slapped my ass. He kept pounding me, making sure to shoot his entire creamy load into my thirsty cunt. Finally, he pulled his cock out of me and gave my ass one last smack before he got up and walked away, smiling smugly as he left the party to clean up. I laid back on the chair and spread my legs, letting everyone see my baby boy's cum dripping from my pussy. I played with it a bit before sliding a creamy finger into my mouth, tasting my son's load that he left for me. I hope everyone else enjoyed watching him fill me up as much as I enjoyed feeling it. Although, I don't think anyone could have enjoyed it as much as I did.